News from Washington.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. City officials are taking actions to help renters during the summer. Air conditioning will soon be required at all rental units across Houston. City Council passed it in a 12-2 measure vote. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh has more.
The right to air conditioning ordinance closes a loophole allowing landlords to not install ACs if the rental unit has window screens. According to a 2023 survey by the U.S. Census Bureau, more than 20,000 people lacked AC in Houston.
We cannot be a world-class city unless we are taking care of all of us, no matter what your income level is.
Councilmember Alejandra Salinas spearheaded the measure.
There are basic health and safety standards, and I'm so proud of the city of Houston for making air conditioning one of those today.
Two councilmembers opposed the ordinance over affordability concerns. The rule takes effect in December. Violations carry fines up to $2,000. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
Three Galveston Island homeowners are suing the Texas Windstorm Insurance Association. They allege the insurer underpaid claims after Hurricane Beryl by secretly lowering damage estimates. Sean Hodge is one of the attorneys representing these homeowners.
Hurricane Beryl was a natural disaster. It could not be prevented. But what happened following that was a systematic scheme carried out by TWIA to underpay the insured.
The insurance representatives say their claim adjusting procedures are compliant with state and federal laws. This evening, the Houston Texans will face the Las Vegas Raiders in their second preseason game. We may not see some of the key players, though. The Houston Chronicle is reporting the Texans are resting most of their starters. Regardless, it's good insight into what we can expect for the season. Texans analyst John McClain touted their number one defense on Hello Houston and expressed his confidence in C.J. Stroud. But one drawback to the team, he says, is the offensive line.
They do not have a great offensive line, but they do have a lot of new pieces led by their number one pick center, Keelan Rutledge, who has had a great